Hey, well, this might be the first time, maybe the second, in 3.5 years of podcasting that I decided to do this. But after an episode was released, I listened to it and I decided to come back and record a quick introduction. So the reason I'm doing that is because the title for this episode is spot on. However, I titled it after recording it. And in the first 60 seconds or so of this episode, you're going to hear me tell you what the episode is going to be about. That's only one part of the episode. I go off into a few other directions. I say to you that the episode is going to be about how and why we choose to pretend that we don't know what to do instead of actually tuning into the guidance, the answers, instead of actually taking the advice instead of actually walking and stepping into action. You're going to hear me talk about that. But the other thing that I'm going to chat with you about in this episode, and this is like a gloves off coaching episode. I wasn't even sure I wanted to release this. My ego was stepping in and I had this fear that I would be misunderstood. I had this fear that people who had never listened to the podcast would listen to this episode first and go, geez, she's a hard ass. But I decided to share it anyway, because this is a real part of me. And I do believe that one of the most loving things we can do is to give each other a kick in the tush every now and then. So in this episode, I'm also going to talk to you about not admitting that we aren't willing to do what it takes to get the life that we say that we want, why we do that, being something called an asshole, the lies we tell ourselves about weakness versus strength, blaming everything outside of ourselves for the life that we have, and what seems counterintuitive to what I just said, why quitting is sometimes the bravest act. So this is a little love note that may not feel like one, and it will probably be triggering, which remember, triggers are what? Triggers are gifts, smoke and signals, and flares. So lean in to things that trigger you, because it will have a message for you about you. Love ya.
There is nothing more inspiring than a woman being unapologetically herself.
The answers are all in your heart.
She's waiting.
She's waiting.
She's waiting for you to set her free.
Welcome to Be You Podcast. I'm Jill Herman, and I am so glad you're here. I was broke, insecure, and craved approval. But with grit, hustle, and sacrifice, I still built a successful multi-million dollar business. 10 years in, burnout, I slowed down and looked inward. In that silence, I discovered that the same level of success could have come to me with much less effort and so much more joy. That's when I threw out the expectations of the world and chose to unbecome every single thing I thought I was supposed to be. And the real me was uncaged. It was far from easy. And in this podcast, I'll offer my entire journey as a roadmap so that if you're ready, you can finally be you.
Hey, it's Jill, back with you for another solo cast. So happy you're here with me. Let's chat about pretending that we don't know what to do. One of the biggest lies we tell ourselves is, I don't know what to do. Or being an asshole and asking other people over and over again, either the same people or asking the same question to many people. What do I do? What do you recommend? What do you think I should do? Over and over, so as to avoid actually doing what we know we need to do. We may not know exactly how to do it. We may not understand exactly what it will look like. But many times we are actually pretending not to know. We're pretending that we have no idea what to do because we don't want to face it, or our body and our subconscious is so used to the old pattern or the old way of living or the old way of showing up or whatever it is, the old relationship, the old job. It's so comfortable, so it feels safe, because remember, what does our brain say? What is familiar is safe. Safety isn't really safety. It's just simply what we know, what we've always known. Our brain is wired that way. So if we've always known it, it's safe. And what is our brain always seeking? Safety. So that's why it's hard to break out of that. There, you know, this is complex. But yet it's also extremely simple at the same time. And what I mean by that is it's complex in that someone could spend hours. People have written multiple books about what goes into this. Why do we do that? What does our subconscious show up that way? What is our nervous system saying about that? Are we in fight, flight, freeze, fawn? What's going on? At the same time, making it really simple and just keeping this today a really simple, straightforward conversation, we pretend that we don't know what to do to get what we say we want because we are afraid of what it's going to look like to do what it takes to get what we say we want. Because we know we are going to have to lose to gain. We know that we're going to have to watch some things die off in order for other things to be reborn. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's the people we're spending time with. Maybe it's our job. Maybe it's our marriage. Maybe it's the connection we have with food, the unhealthy or disordered eating, you know, the way it feels when we eat those things or when we eat them in a certain way. We don't know how to not do that. So we're just going to pretend we don't know what to do to get what we say, what we want. And some of us aren't pretending not to know what to do. We're really honest. I'm not willing to do it. I could, but I'm not willing to. I'm okay with being stuck at this spot or making this much money or 50 pounds overweight or whatever it is. Girl, I'm good. Like, I'm not willing to. And it's like radical honesty that I find so inspiring and so attractive. There are certain things that I'm just telling you, I'm not willing to do what it takes. But I'm also not bitching about it and not asking everybody what to do about it. I'm just saying, yeah, that would be great. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not. Right now, that's my relationship with being told to count macros. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen the results in people. I know what it does. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not, right now at least, I'm not willing to live that way. Even though I know they say, and I actually get it because I did it for a little while, it actually seems restrictive, but it actually creates a ton of freedom. You get to eat more food than you've ever eaten. But I'm not willing to be conscious constantly and track things, and I'm just not willing to do that. So I'm okay with foregoing a result that I really would like to have because I'm not willing to do that. If I were being an asshole or if I were pretending not to know what to do, it would look like this. What do you think I should do? Like, how should I eat? What would you do? When I was running an online business and not just coaching and mentoring the women in my group on my team, I was also mentoring and coaching and doing trainings for tens of thousands of people all over the world that were a part of that same business, but not in my, what we called pay line. They weren't really in my particular business, but we were part of a greater business. I saw the same thing happening over and over and over and over and over again. And it was like the definition of insanity when these people would keep acting like they didn't know what to do while simultaneously complaining that they didn't have what they said that they wanted. And then, so I would tell them what to do and then they wouldn't do it. And they'd come back and complain again and say they didn't quite understand it. Or they'd make excuses as to why that wasn't working. And I would say, well, it's working for everybody else. I mean, no shame, but let's just be real. Just be honest and say you're not willing to do it. I saw this with a friend of mine recently who's having health issues. And she's like, you know, do you have a doctor that you recommend? Bro, I've told you this 10 times. You know I do. They want to also skip out on the work of doing their own research. Trust me, I love getting advice from other people. I love hacks. I love shortcuts. Dude, give me the cliff notes. Some of the shit you just got to figure out yourself. You've got to get dirty. You got to dig into the dirt and the mud. You have to. You have to give up a few things. You can't watch that show or scroll or do these other things. Maybe you need to start following people on Instagram who do have the answers for you. Maybe you need to take time to actually take notes and listen to some podcasts or read some books. I'll say things on this show and sometimes people will message me and say, tell me more about that. Or people have messaged me and said, hey, can we meet for coffee to talk about that? No, we can't. Can I pick your brain? Nope, can't pick my brain. I know that sounds really harsh and it might sound mean, but it's also a loving boundary. That's a boundary for me. We can have coffee and just talk about life and whatever. And if something like that comes up, that's fine. But I'm not okay with meeting for coffee to talk about something that I've been talking about for 3 years on this podcast. And you don't want to listen to all the episodes. You just want to pick my brain. Or you don't want to go follow the doctors or the experts that I, or the coaches that I recommend and learn from them or pay them and do the work yourself. You just want me to somehow take it, digest it for you and spit it back out and hand it to you on a silver platter. No, I won't do it. And I never ask that of other people either. I would never do that. I don't do the pick your brain thing. I pay them. I hire them. I take their course. I do the research. But one of the biggest blocks to getting what you say you want, and I keep saying you say you want because so many of us say that we want certain things and we're married to listening to ourselves or hearing ourselves say it, but we've never really asked ourselves, do I really want that? Okay. Am I willing to do what it takes to get it? Well, maybe not. I really want to be an author, but I will own the fact that I have not been willing to do what it takes to get there. I don't blame anybody. I don't keep asking people, you know, how do I do this? How do I write a book? I've done the research. I've gotten the answers. Now I've got to do what it takes. And if I don't, I don't. When I grew my online business, while I was working as a nurse, working 12-hour shifts and married to someone completely controlled by addiction, was a full-blown alcoholic. I didn't pretend that I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. But what did I do? I figured it out. I went and did personal development. I listened to CDs at that time. I went to personal development courses. I read books. I talked to mentors. I talked to spiritual advisors. I talked to people who were where I wanted to be. And I took their advice. I didn't just keep being an asshole and acting like I didn't know what to do. I asked them questions and then I did it. This may sound a little arrogant. Trust me, I share all my shit with you and all the things I make mistakes on. But I'm really good in this department, so I'm just going to coach you here for a minute. I could give you countless examples. I have another friend who's in a relationship and she's miserable. It's her second marriage. He treats her horribly. He's verbally abusive. And she's in her 50s. And she doesn't know what to do, she says. And I said, here's the thing. You do know what to do. It's okay to admit that you're not ready to do it, but stop saying you don't know what to do. Can we go to coffee and you can tell me about those therapists that you talk about? No. We'll go to coffee and I'll hold your hand while you cry. I'll be your friend, but I'm not going to digest the information and hand it to you. You got to read the books yourself. You need to be able to pay this coach or whoever you want to work with and commit to it like I did. Jesus, I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to completely deconstruct myself and put myself back together. No one needs to do that. But I'm saying, I mean, I've sat in sweat lodges and I've gone through plant medicine journeys and I've jumped off telephone poles and I've walked the hot coals and I've done all these things to put myself in these situations where I challenged every story I had about myself and I visited all these dark, deep crevices of my being and I didn't ask someone else to do that for me and I didn't keep asking people, what do you think I should do? Well, can I go to coffee with you and pick your brain and maybe you can tell me about that coach? No, I fucking followed the coach myself. I read what they say. If it doesn't resonate, I skip it. If it resonates, then I dig deeper. If they have a course, I buy it. And this isn't about money. If you have the money or you don't, you can figure it out. You can go to the library and check out books for free. You can listen to podcasts for free. There are a lot of ways to get this information where you don't have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So don't see, that's another way people avoid. They don't just act like they don't know what to do. They start naming all the reasons that they can't do it. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that. Okay, well, keep going with that story. It's like a blankie and a pacifier. You can do it. It feels good, but it's not going to get you where you want to be. It's not, and it's not going to get you what you want. What's going to get you, what it's going to get you is being exactly where you are right now, 5-10 years from now. Lots of people do this when it comes to weight loss or addiction or whatever. Well, I don't really know where to start. I don't really know what to do. Well, what if you did? Well, I don't, but what if you did? What if I were coming to you, your child were coming to you? What advice would you give them? Where would you tell them to start? If as adults, we cannot go and find these resources and learn from them and apply it, what kind of hope do our kids have? Now, my ego wants to step in right now, if you've never listened to this podcast before, and say, listen, I'm super generous. I'm loving. I'm sensitive. I'm empathic. I'm kind. I'm generous. I love helping people. It doesn't sound like it in this podcast because I'm a little charged right now. Nothing happened, right, by the way. I'm getting charged because I feel very passionate about this. I love you enough to kick you in the ass a little bit on this. Or maybe this is your friend that you're sending this to. This is for them. I'm willing to do that because that's what love is. Love is clear. Love is direct. Being a people pleaser is controlling and manipulative. I'm a people pleaser. I want to go, do you know what that even means? You think that makes you nice? Being a people pleaser means you're trying to control my perception of you. You're trying to control the way I see you. So you're going to keep saying yes and fawning and appeasing and saying yes, 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 so that you look good. That's really what it is. Now, it comes from childhood. It's not your fault, right? But it is your fault if you don't fucking figure it out and stop the behavior as an adult. Have you ever asked why you're a people pleaser? Have you ever looked into that? Or do you just keep saying that because that's your tagline? I don't like confrontation. Okay, have you ever looked into why? Have you ever looked into what that even means? What wound is that coming from? And what would change in your life if you put yourself in a situation that felt confrontational? Maybe you'd find that it actually isn't a confrontation at all. Maybe what it is you actually being direct and speaking your mind and someone doesn't agree with you or someone doesn't like you. There were so many women I worked with in the past in that online business. I loved the people who were like, I don't fucking care. Love it. Say it. I don't really care. I'm not going to do that. I don't know. You'd think that would be annoying to me. Not at all. I'm like, thank you for being honest. It's the people that kept whining about this isn't working and I don't know what to do and I don't know how to do it and I don't know how to sell and I don't know. Did you do this? No. Are you on the calls that we have every single week? No. Are you doing that? Nope, not doing that. Okay, well, not sure what to tell you. We're married to our story. We're married to the excuses. What if we decided to propose to the answers? Will you marry me? Yep. The answers are going to be right there if you say that that's what you want. I'm ready for answers. I'm ready for guidance. Please bring the people to me who have the answers. Bring people to me in my field and then help me have the strength, the tenacity, the consistency, and the energy to see it through myself because I can. I'm capable and I'm worthy. If you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to believe in yourself, you're going to get way more in return. Messaging somebody and asking them, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, what was the name of that person you recommended the other day? That's different. That's different than, I'm really struggling with the thing that I've told you about 3 different times and I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do? That's very different. And if you're someone who people are coming to with that, you get to decide, are you going to be clear and have a boundary or are you going to keep enabling them? Many of us want people to enable us. It feels good. You're such a good friend. Oh, you're such a good friend. Oh, I love you. I love you. You're so nice. No, you're nice. And then I'm the bitch who says, hey, I love you enough to say that I'm here for you. I'm going to cheer you on. I'm going to be a shoulder for you to cry on. And I'm going to empower you and remind you that you can do this. Actually, I read, there's a holistic practitioner on Instagram that I used to follow a lot during the whole lockdown thing. And then I just, you know, you just kind of lose track of people. I didn't unfollow her, but I stopped seeing her stuff and somehow she popped into my field today again. Dr. Tina, T-Y-N-A, I love her on Instagram. And she's like, do these things here before you even go find a physician. Like, let your eyes see sunlight as early as possible in the morning. Eat enough, adequate, like, which is a ton of protein. Lift weights. Walk. Hydrate with clean water. Breathe clean air. Don't put shit on your skin and in your house that's full of chemicals. Address your nervous system and your trauma. And then she said, which inspired this episode, so many people want to skip all that and just go get a pill and then complain or get a diagnosis so they can use that as their little white flag that they're carrying around. And they get to. But you and I on this, in this community, we don't live that way. We want to actually achieve healing and liberation. We want to actually break free from our past. We want to actually break out of our patterns that do not serve us. We don't want to just talk about it. If we wanted to talk about it, we'd be listening to a different podcast. We would be in a different circle. I can't tell you how many people have asked me questions. I'm like, you know, go listen to my podcast and I have 10 different coaches in 10 different price ranges that you can choose from. I mean, I think one person has ever done that. And I'm okay with it, by the way. I mean, like, here's the thing. I have no attachment to this. I have no attachment to what other people decide to do with their life. I mean it. None. Zero. What you're hearing as far as this passion of my voice is when they don't do those things and they keep coming to me or other people acting like they have no idea what to do and complaining about their life. Bitching about their size or bitching about their health or their relationship or their bank account or whatever. Acting like they have no idea where they could even go, what kind of resources there are out there. Now, we don't know what we don't know, right? When I was only on Facebook, I didn't even know that Instagram existed. I didn't know that there were life coaches or whatever. I never heard of any of that, ever. I was paying a therapist week after week after week after week, having no idea what somatic meant, what soma meant, which is body, what body work was, what trauma actually was and how it gets stored in the body and why we need to get it out. I knew none of that. My husband and I were doing some math today. We were writing down everything that we have spent on personal development, personal growth, whatever you want to call it, including with our former therapist. And we think we spent like $15,000 minimum with our therapist over the years. And we barely got anywhere. Not his fault, but we were just basically in the wrong arena. It was interesting, learned a lot in our brains, no behavior change whatsoever. Then I heard about life coaches and I found this amazing relationship coach and he rocked our fucking worlds. That's when I learned about somatic work. That's when I learned about breath work. That's when I learned about trauma and what really happens to our nervous system and why it's important to understand that. And I became a student and I didn't stop. And I was willing to get messy, get my hands dirty, and dig into the shit that a lot of us avoid. And I'm no better than anyone. I'm just saying, how did I get the dream life that I have compared to what I had before? When I say dream life, not just when I look out at my life. I was just looking outside and looking at my chicken coop, and I'm like, my life is so amazing. And I truly believe that I still have no idea how good it can really get. Grateful, and I know it can even get better. Gabby Bernstein says, thank you, universe. I'll take this or something better. So when I say the dream life, it's external. When I look around, everything I had on my dream board, everything I had on my ideal life that I typed out 5 years ago is true. Almost every detail is true. But also the most important part, right? Our external world is a byproduct of our internal world, right? So your bank account and what you have in this life when it comes to relationships, everything physical that you can see is a direct reflection of your own self-worth and how you feel about yourself and what you really believe is possible for life and for yourself and what you deserve, right? That's true. Check. But in addition to that, the dream life that I've achieved because of what I just said I've been willing to do, which I think is more important, the other stuff is just a byproduct of that, is how I feel internally. The internal peace I feel, even when the shit is hitting the goddamn fan. And I mean, you guys, I had a daughter on drugs in my own home after she gave birth to a baby. And by the way, I say that with permission. She has shared that openly on podcasts. She's completely recovered and in such an amazing place. So she would be okay with me saying that. But I'm saying, you want to know some shit I've gone through? Being married to someone who chose alcohol and prescription drugs every day over healing and staying married for 18 years, working three different jobs, 12-hour shifts into the night, being the only breadwinner and knowing that was never going to be enough. So I started a multi-level marketing, direct sales, network marketing business on the side in the most difficult industry, in my opinion, on earth, because it has such a stigma attached to it, well-earned. And so there's so much judgment around it, and you're selling to your family and your friends. Like, what the hell? So I did that while I was working nonstop, while I was raising three kids, completely controlled by my trauma and all my shit from my childhood without realizing it. Constantly triggered, super insecure, having panic attacks on a regular basis, thinking everybody hated me, thinking I was a horrible mother, screaming and yell at my kids while having, you know, dinner in the crock pot by 10 a.m., taking care of super sick babies in the NICU or cardiac patients or whatever it was, you know, going through a divorce and having no money and no idea that we were living off of credit cards, ending up with so much debt and taking on the debt so that I could keep my children in their home and saying, you know what, God, we're going to figure this shit out. And I figured it out. Attracting the love of my life because I worked on myself, because I didn't become a victim, because I didn't blame my alcoholic ex-husband, because I owned all my shit and I realized I'm the director of my theater. I'm the one that put myself in that position. And I dug into personal growth and turned myself inside out. And I attracted the love of my life, my best friend, the most amazing partner. I built a multi-million dollar business and had a wonderful, abundant income and a schedule where I literally just could work whenever I felt like it. I mean, it was amazing. And then I was able to recover from having that whole business stolen from me, completely stolen from me in a forced buyout for pennies on the dollar. I lost all these people that I thought were my friends. My name was dragged through the mud. I mean, so devastating. And then all the stuff with my daughter that I told you about. And then having another child go through deep depression in the last 3 years, like barely able to get out of bed to go to school. Why am I sharing that? Because even with all of that, I'm not talking about spiritual bypassing here. I'm saying I was doing great. Crying my eyes out, feeling like my guts were being ripped out, feeling like my heart was getting pulled out through my freaking toenails. I'm not saying great, like I wasn't upset, but the internal peace was real. The safety and security in my body was real. I had coaches supporting me because I was willing to pay the fucking money, because I was willing to do the work. I created a network of friends that were immersed in this work. So our conversations were deep. And I would be reminded every day that I had tools in my tool belt to handle all of this because my connection to God had never been stronger. I was willing to leave the church and leave the title of quote unquote Christianity to go into a deeper, deeper relationship with my creator. In spite of all of that, or amidst all of that shit the past 5 years, 3 years ago, I also invested so much time in a certification in trauma and somatic work and got trained in like 20 different modalities. Am I bragging? No, but hear me out. I did it for my own liberation. I didn't do it to become a life coach. I'm certified. I could totally do that, but that's not why I did it. I did it because I'm not an asshole. I did it because I don't sit around waiting for someone to hand me all the answers. I seek it out. I did it because I had to save my fucking self. No one's coming to save you. You are your own hero, heroine of the story. You, in my opinion, God gets all the glory for all of that. You might say the universe has your back, whatever you want to say. You're never doing it alone, but you have to be in the driver's seat. That divine love that you pray to is going to be right there in the passenger seat with you. And when you need it, sometime they'll reach over and they'll grab the wheel for you. And you might pass out for a little bit or fall asleep or take a cat nap. And then you wake back up. they're going to be right there, but you got to drive the fucking car yourself. You have to. Your question is, are you willing to? Are you willing to do what it takes to get the life that you say you want? Are you willing to do the shit that most people aren't willing to do? Stop saying you don't know how to lose weight. Stop saying you don't know how to make money. Stop saying you don't know how to get into a healthy relationship. The common denominator in all of that is you. There's no fault. That's not blame. That's not shame. It's just a fact. I am the director of my theater. I am my biggest obstacle. I'm the one holding me back. I'm the one attracting every single thing in my life. I'm the pattern. It's all me. I'm the one who's creating the story about everyone else and what they think of me or how they treat me. I'm the one who's not saying no. I'm the one who's allowing these fuckers in my life. I'm the one who keeps hanging around low vibe people. I'm the one who can't break up with that friend because we've been friends for 20 years. I'm the one who's staying in a job that does not inspire me at all because I don't want to hurt people's feelings or because I like the money and I'm afraid to not have it. I'm the one who's working for the company that I cannot stand and I'm completely in conflict with my integrity and my values because it's an easy schedule and I make good money. I'm the one who keeps eating shit food and complaining that I have no energy and I can't sleep. I'm the one who's not willing to download a simple app to remind me to drink water. Now let's flip it around. I am the one who reminds myself to drink enough water. I'm the one who makes a conscious choice when I decide to eat. And I own it when I choose something that isn't good for me and I don't shame myself. I'm the one who researches things and finds the answers that I need for my life. I'm the one who surrounds myself with powerful, inspiring, loving, grounded, beautiful people. I'm the one who forgives easily. I'm the one who sees through a lens of love, and I see love in every single person I see. I'm the one who knows that you're a mirror for me. I'm the one that knows and owns that when I get triggered, it's a gift because I get to look back at myself and figure out what wants to be healed. I'm the one who knows that everything happens in divine order and in divine timing. I'm the one who doesn't force outcomes. I'm the one who lives in the flow. I'm the one who always chooses peace over everything without abandoning myself. I'm the one who deserves to honor her desires. I'm the one who sees abundance everywhere. I'm the one who sees that everything that does not align with the life I say I desire is simply a distraction and it's interference. I'm the one that looks at everything I do, everything I see, everything I say, everything I listen to, everything I expose myself to, and every person I engage with, and I get to ask myself, and I do, does this align with my highest self? Why or why not? Does this contribute to the life I truly dream of and desire? Why or why not? And then I act accordingly. I'm in charge. I also give myself grace when I choose to say, I don't really know what to do and I'm not willing to figure out how to do it. That's actually strength. That's not weakness. You look at someone who's like getting on a roller coaster or climbing up the steps to get on the high dive at a pool. And then they decide that they're not going to do it and they lower it down. That is not rewarded by society. That's made fun of. That's wimpy. That's not having courage. Face your fears. Be bold. What if that person is being bold by saying, I'm not doing this. It's not worth it to me. This isn't the right time. I saw today someone shared that a butterfly will not fly in the rain because the butterfly knows that the raindrops will damage their wings. Deciding not to fly because it's raining, because it preserves your wings, is not the same thing as sitting around and pretending you don't know how to fly. Resting during the storm, letting the rain pass, isn't weakness. That's power. flying in the storm because you want to impress other people and look good and fulfill a role that society rewards is weakness. And sitting on the log, asking everybody that passes by if you should fly or if you shouldn't, when you know what destroys and what protects your wings, is weakness. It's so powerful and strong to say, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not ready. It's powerful and strong to say, I'm ready. Let's go. They're both powerful. But where we get caught up and we get confused is when we don't make a choice. We don't choose choice. We just spin our wheels and act like we don't know what the hell we're doing. When they say, you know, Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. Yeah, and there is that place in the middle where you're just trying to figure it out and you're like, you know, clunky and not good at it. You're trying, but you're still doing. I understand what the saying means, but all right, here's the thing. I understand what it feels like to pretend you don't know what to do. I understand what it feels like to be in something we call functional freeze. We've got fight, flight, freeze, and fawn, or freeze and appease, or freeze and please. Freeze is the one we don't really talk about much. We talk about fight or flight all the time. But there's something called functional freeze where you're functioning in life, but you feel stuck, frozen. You procrastinate. You really have desires and you want to do this or that, but you just don't feel like you have the energy to do it. It's like you can't get yourself out to be unfrozen. That's a real thing. I don't want to poo-poo that. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the what are you pretending not to know story. And some of you hearing this, maybe the answer is to not only stop pretending you don't know what to do or stop pretending you don't know, but just own that you don't want to do it. Sometimes quitting is the most courageous thing you could ever do. Breaking up with the person, quitting the job, leaving the whatever, stopping the project in the middle of it and saying, I'm done. Sometimes that is the most courageous and most powerful badass thing you can do. The very masculine personal development approach, right, is to get shit done. To just do it. Just do it. Remember the butterfly. Maybe you need to sit this one out. Doesn't have to be forever. Maybe it's just not the right season for you to focus on whatever it is. Maybe you have to do it layer by layer, piece by piece. That's how I am. I have to just take one piece at a time. I can't do too much at once. It puts me into a dysregulated state. My nervous system gets all jacked up and I protect by going into freeze, which is that I just do nothing. And I add a lot of shame on top of it. Can you relate to that? Even if it's appropriate to hang back while the storm passes and rest, this conversation still can apply to other areas of your life. So don't let it completely let yourself off the hook. But you know deep in your heart if you need to let yourself off the hook in a certain area. Do it. I just cleaned out closets and like did this huge purge in my house. I mean, like so much. But if you told me to do that while I was working with this trainer and doing all these supplements and working with this doctor and doing the sauna and trying to figure out why I'm gaining weight and get my hormones on track, if you told me to do all that, I would have told you to just fuck right off. The old me would have said yes because I was a good girl and I would have tried to do it all. And then society would reward me. I'd go on social media and go, look what I did. I did this and this and this and this and this. You go, girl. Well, I don't live like that anymore. So I get it. Only being able to do a little bit at a time. I so get that. But that's not a permission slip to just do nothing in all the areas. Take one thing and challenge yourself to just do it. Figure it out. Pray and ask for the guidance and for the people and the resources, and they will appear. The question is, are you going to listen? Are you going to see the people when they're in front of you? When they speak to you, are you going to hear? Are you going to take the advice? Are you going to heed the advice? Are you going to do the work or are you not? It's totally up to you. As I said in that piece that I wrote that I read a few weeks ago from that magazine, Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. There's no rules here and there's no rush. You do you. This is simply a love letter and a kick in the ass from me because I care about you. Take whatever part of it you choose. If something triggered you, that's more than a breadcrumb. That's like a flare and a smoke signal from the universe saying, look over there. If something I said triggered you, that's where you need to look. There's someone on Instagram that I follow and she does like fashion advice and she's so funny. She calls herself the fashion mom. And at the end of every video, she goes, all right, love you kids. I almost said, all right, love you kids. I do love you kids. Have a beautiful week. Share this far and wide if it helped you in any way. Give yourself a huge hug. I gave you a bit of a beating. Some deep breaths. Seriously, shake it out. Shake your hands. Shake your feet. Stomp, 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 stomp. Put your hand on your heart center. A few deep breaths. Deep, big belly breaths. Tell yourself that you love yourself. I'll talk to you next week.